Hi, welcome to Restoratively Yours, Belvedere Youth Club podcast series about restorative practice. I am Jenny Courtney, BYC's General Manager. We are a youth club based in Dublin in our city, and in 2019 we embarked on a journey to become a restorative hub in the community. Restorative practice, RP in short, is a philosophy and a set of practices focusing on building and maintaining good relationships and dealing with conflict in a healthy way when it occurs. For us, it has become the way we want to do everything. In this series, you will hear our story, the ups and the downs of our journey through different voices. Dorothy, our RP consultant, will guide you along the way. We hope it will be inspiring and enlightening.
Hello, my name is Dorothy Potter-Daniu, and in the past months, I've been working with the team in BYC to document their journey into becoming a restorative hub in the community. So, in this introduction, I just want to clarify a few facts and ideas so you can enjoy the next episodes and hear from all the BYC staff, board and young people. First, a bit more about restorative practice. As Jenny explained in the introduction, it's both a philosophy and a practice. It's a set of tools underpinned by important values. So what are these values? Well, respect, empathy, fairness, personal accountability, honesty, interconnectedness, equality and equity. Taking a restorative approach means putting relationships and connections first, working collaboratively, aiming at solving problems, and focusing on solutions that benefit all. At repairing relationship when harm has been done or conflict happens. So it involves practice and tools. First, to proactively build relationships. For example, restorative practitioners use circles to check in with a group, discuss an issue, plan a project, or close a meeting. The circle promotes equality and connection. To build relationships, practitioners will also focus on their language to promote connection, avoid blaming language, and develop emotional intelligence by talking about feelings and needs or using nonviolent communication. When harm has been done and a conflict arises, practitioners will ask participants a set of restorative questions to help repair the harm and to find a solution that will benefit all. At a deeper level, RP is a mindset, and implementing it in a youth club, as you will hear in these podcasts, requires reviewing how you go about almost everything. Then also a little clarification about the funding of this project. So the RP project in BYC was funded by SMBC Aviation Capital through the Community Foundation Ireland. You'll hear CFI in this podcast. So CFI's role is to link community projects with corporate funders. They enabled BYC and SMBC Aviation Capital to partner so that BYC can fund its strategy and become a restorative hub in the community. You'll hear also about ELI, which is the Early Learning Initiative in the National College of Ireland, and they support education programs in north-east inner city. One of the things they do is provide training in restorative practice, and Emma Whitley is their program coordinator. You'll hear also about CDI, Childhood Development Initiative in Tala, another organization providing training and consultancy, and Claire Casey is their RP manager. These podcasts were recorded over a few months in the third year of implementation. I started when James' contract, the RP coordinator, ended. RP implementation is still work in progress in the club, and I think it's always work in progress, even when it's fully implemented. And the aim of this podcast is to share with others the story so far with its ups and downs. We hope you'll enjoy the series and that it will inspire you to bring RP into your organization. Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening to our podcast and stay tuned for our next episodes.